Welcome, beautiful souls, to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual here in the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies. I'm your guide, your soft landing space, and your reminder that love is never out of reach. Sometimes we just forget where to look. Tonight's theme is becoming the love you seek. Why? Because so many of us are taught to chase love, to hold on to love, or to fix love. But rarely do we hear the truth. The way you love yourself teaches the universe how to love you back. So tonight, we're exploring how to embody love so deeply that it becomes the energy you attract. From The Strength in Our Scars by Bianca Spernico. You are not difficult to love. You are simply a person who loves deeply. And the world has not always known how to hold that. This poem, it kind of wraps around your body like a little hug. A little hug you didn't even know you needed. So many of us shrink our hearts because somebody at some time once mishandled our love. They mishandled our hearts. And it hurts, and we try to hide from it, don't we? But deep love, it really isn't a flaw to love deeply and to allow yourself to be loved deeply. It's really a superpower. So tonight, I want your heart to feel seen, safe, and celebrated. Love yourself deeply, and everything you desire blooms from there. And again, I'd like to welcome you to Love Notes here on Friday night at The Passion Zone on TikTok, or if you're listening to the podcast version later on this evening or maybe over the weekend. If you'd like to make a dedication for next week's program, please go to my website, The Passion Zone, and you can click on Love Notes Live there at the top, and that can take you to the dedication form. You can also go to my profile here in TikTok if you're joining me live and click on the link, and that'll take you to the dedication page. Or there's a third way. If you're listening to the podcast version, the link is below in the show's notes. And why, you may ask, do I always say people should make a dedication? Because when you make the dedication, you send me a message and maybe a song. When I read the dedication and I play the song, you are in that person's mind for a split second. You just pop on in there. Your energy does. Now it's up to them if they think about you past that split second, but you are there. If they've ever known you in any way, shape, or form, and this includes past lives, because I like to include past lives in these, you'll pop in their mind. So let's get to our first dedication, shall we? This first dedication comes from Gabriella, and she's in Florida. To Daniel, you've shown me what it means to be truly seen. You've taught me patience, laughter, and how to believe in forever again. Bless you as you are my peace, my chaos, and my home. And the song they requested is You Are the Best Thing by Ray. I have no idea how to say his last name. Ray LaMontagne. And it's probably wrong, and I greatly apologize for butchering the man's poor name. That was a pretty good song. That is You Are the Best Thing by Ray LaMontagne. I just really can't say his last name correctly. And I greatly appreciate, sorry about that. But, you know, thinking about the dedication and the song they chose, love of like something that doesn't just arrive. It just doesn't pop in. It can actually just, instead of arriving, it restores, I think. It can rebuild parts of you that you thought were too broken to be able to hold anything new. And love isn't perfect at all. It is present, present love. It's saying, I choose you today. And if you think about the future, I choose you tomorrow. And I choose you even when life shakes us, because that's what love is. If you're joining me live, drop me an emoji if someone has ever helped you believe in love again. Just love that. I think we all need somebody to help us believe in love again. Don't you think? I think so, 'cause there hasn't been any of us, especially when you hit my age at 58, whose hearts haven't been, tromped on a few dozen times by the time you hit my age. But you take that chance, you head out there, you allow yourself to love again. Oh, thank you for the heart me and the rose. Thank you. Love it, Alex. Thank you so much. It's nice to be able to open back up again. Which brings us to the romance book this evening. The Love Hypotheses. There we go. By Allie Hazelwood. And this book, well, it's rather flirty. It's funny. It's rather smart. And it's definitely tropey. We got fake dating, opposites attract, slow burn tension, all the good things that make you want to read a good romance. Oh, you heard it's good too? It is pr a pretty good book. But beneath this cute nerdy banter lies a deeper message. Sometimes we hide, yes we do, behind our ambition, our work, our self-imposed armor, because vulnerability terrifies us more than failure ever will. Ever will. Oh, tick the TikTok book. Yes. I'm glad they mentioned this book because it is pretty good. Olive learns how to slowly, very awkwardly, yet beautifully, learns that real love requires being seen. And it's about being seen fully, without pretense, without any excuses. God, we throw excuses out there, don't we? Without hiding behind some kind of logic, because I'm telling you, love is not logic. Logic is not love either, or love and logic do not mix, because love is a feeling. It's not brain power. It's heart power. All right. So drop me an emoji in the chat if you are joining me live here on TikTok. If you've ever loved somebody who scared you just a little because it felt that real. I know it's happened to me. I could drop myself an emoji, I suppose. Where's the fun in that? I gotta drop myself an emoji. But moving on. I want to go to our second dedication of the evening. And remember, if you would like to send out a dedication for next week, please go to thepassionzone.com, look for Love Notes Live, click on that, and you will find the dedication page. If you are listening to the podcast version of it, look below in the show's notes and you'll find the dedication page. And if you are listening live here on TikTok, please go to my profile, click on the link. It'll take you to my link page, and there's the link for the dedication page. But again, as I mentioned earlier, when you dedicate a song to somebody, whether it's somebody you're currently with, somebody you broke up with, somebody you never had a chance with, somebody you had a crush with but never moved forward, somebody you saw passing on a subway or down a hall or in a busy store. When you see these people and your heart kind of goes a little pitter-patter, there's a reason for that. When you set a dedication, your energy is in theirs for a split second at least. And it's up to them whether they keep thinking about you or not. And I'm especially talking about those times when you pass somebody and you lock eyes. You know what I'm talking about. You lock eyes and you get that squirrely, scared, excited feeling in your belly. Oh, yeah. I get that, and at the same time, I can feel my heart chakra open up. And it's kind of like I'm back to being a high schooler and like kind of like giggle to myself. Or I start playing with my hair. When a girl plays with their hair, yeah, they're digging on you, even if they don't come out and say it. Playing with the hair is a big giveaway. Now, this said, let us go to our second dedication of the evening. This dedication comes from Noah in Chicago, and he writes, "To my partner in crime, my favorite person to get lost in Walmart with, life is just better when you're pushing the cart." And they requested that I play Electric Feel by MGMT. So let me find the song and play. That's right. That was Electric Feel by MGMT. It kind of had a 70s kind of disco vibe to it. I was just thinking of me being in fifth or sixth grade doing the roller skating around the rink, holding Todd Sullivan's hand as we went around and around and around. Oh, that was so much fun. And, you know, playful love is often the most sensual kind of love. Why? Because it's built on curiosity and adventure and fun and little rituals like going to Walmart that makes life feel magical. Don't you think? I think so. Anyways, it's those everyday moments. Yeah, it's those everyday moments. The Costco samples, the late night drives, the double carts in either Walmart, maybe Target, that weave intimacy deeper than any type of candlelit dinner ever could. So if you're joining me live, drop me an emoji if you got one. If your relationship thrives on fun and mischief. Now, speaking of mischief, I'm about to be joined by Big Cat Ross. And if you're watching live here on TikTok, you will see Big Cat Ross to my right. He is a very big kitty cat. Very big. And below Big Cat Ross, I have Kitten, otherwise known, his real name was Simba, but he's been called Kitten since he, well, was actually a kitten. But he's below on a couple boxes. Alex, your Xena Lowina, she is in the bedroom, fast asleep on my bed, cuddled with, I think, last time I saw her, she was cuddled with Laverne and Wee One and one of the mamas. So they're all cuddled up nice and tight, staying warm on this cool Ohio evening. Right, Big Cat? Big Cat. Hi. You want to meow to everybody? Say hi? Probably not. I don't think you will. That said, let's move forward, shall we, to the desire drop of the evening. This is all about sensual presence. It's not about touching somebody harder. It's not about touching them more, but touching aware. I've got a dog in the background now having a nightmare. Karma! Karma, honey, wake up. So let's try this again, because I just interrupt my sensual presence. She's right back to sleep again. What can I do to wake her up? I'm going to yell real fast, but I'm going to block my mic so you don't hear it. Hold on. Karma! Wake up! All right. I woke her up. You know how, if you've ever had a dog, you know how when they're dreaming and they're doing the whining and the barking and the growling, we have no idea what's going on in their brains. But something was going on as she was dreaming. So let us start again. The desire drop, which is all about sensual presence and not being interrupted by a kitty cat or a dog. Now, sensual presence is not about touching somebody harder. It's not about touching them more. It's about being aware of the touch. We tend to rush through intimacy the same way we rush through our to-do lists. We do. There's always something else that needs to get done. And a lot of people just check off intimacy like it is on their to-do list. Intimacy is meant to be savored, enjoyed, sensual. Okay? It's okay to give quick kisses and quick hugs. But then again, there's also quick distractions. But your presence is sensuality in its purest form. And so here's a little practice you can try. You can place your hand gently on your partner's arm, cheek, or back. Slow down. So place it there and leave it. Notice the warmth of their skin. Notice the rise and fall of their breath. Notice how your hand naturally wants to move. And let the touch be the start of a conversation, not a checklist. This isn't just about arousal. It's also about awakening. Because sensuality doesn't begin in the body. It begins in the mind that finally slows down enough to feel. Presence is one of the most erotic things you can offer somebody. It says, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm nowhere else. And in a world that's constantly pulling us away, that kind of attention is irresistible. All right. Now I got to move this cat. Come on, big cat. Oh, you're so big. And down he is. And now I am covered in cat fur. Oh, this is why I can't keep any shirts clean. Cats. All right, that said, let us get to our third dedication of the evening. Huh? Why not? This note is from Jules in North Carolina. And they write, we were right people, but wrong time. I don't regret a single thing, except not saying I loved you sooner. And the song they requested is Unsteady by the X-Ambassadors. So let us bring that up and we'll play away. That was Unsteady by the X-Ambassadors. Yeah, I haven't heard any of these songs before. So all these songs are brand new to me as well. All four of them. I had never heard of these before somebody else requested them to go along with their dedication. but with this last dedication, bittersweet love tends to linger in the cracks of our heart. Not because we want it back, but because it taught us something true. Right person, wrong time love is often the bridge between who we were and who we're becoming. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever carried a love that shaped you even after it ended. Yes. Yes, indeedy do. I love dedications. They make my heart sing. I just love them. I love love. And that's why I do this. Because there is so much stuff going on in the world. Everywhere we look, there's something else going on. And it's not usually very good. At least it hasn't been. And I just don't think there's enough love going around. So that's why I started Love Notes. I would like an hour once a week just to talk about love and to dedicate songs to those that we are thinking about, we've loved, we've lost, we missed, we never took the chance. So that's why I do what I do. All right. So let's move forward to the soulful connection part of the show. And this, we're going to talk today about the energy of becoming. This is the part of the show where we explore the energy of attraction, healing, and the vibrations that pull the right people into our orbit. Here's the truth most people never really do learn. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you believe you deserve. When you become the love you seek, it could be gentle, confident, honest, playful, your relationships begin to reflect that same energy. Becoming the love you seek means being emotionally open instead of guarded, being curious instead of reactive, being kind instead of self-critical, being courageous instead of avoidant. When your energy changes, your connections change. When your energy softens, love finds room to enter. Now, I want to do a guided energy exercise here called Heart Mirror Meditation. It is very short, very sweet, and to the point. If you're joining me live, you can find this if you want to listen to it again on the podcast version. And if you're listening on the podcast version, well, you can stop, rewind, and repeat. All right. So if it's safe for you to do, please close your eyes. Place one hand on your heart and one on your solar plexus. Feel your breath move between both of them like a bridge between your heart and your solar plexus. Now, imagine a mirror made of light in front of you. The mirror doesn't reflect your face. It reflects your energy. See yourself glowing with the same love, tenderness, and devotion you wish someone would offer you. Whisper softly to yourself, "I am love. I reflect love. I attract love." Breathe that truth into your heart until it feels like home. And you can say it again. I am love. I reflect love. I attract love. Let's breathe into it again. And let's say it for a third and last time. I am love. I reflect love. I attract love. Let's just breathe into it one more time. Deep breath in. Let it out. And when you're ready, open your eyes again. That is a nice little reflection that you can do for yourself any time of the day or night, any time of the week. And the affirmation to go with that is, I am magnetic to the kind of love I already am. I'll repeat it. I am magnetic to the kind of love I already am. All right. And that's tonight's part of Soulful Connections. Love does not start outside of you. Surprise, surprise. It starts in your energy. And your energy tells the universe exactly what to send your way. So let's move forward here with the romantic movie spotlight. And the movie we're going to talk about today or tonight is About Time from 2013. Now, if you haven't watched this movie, highly suggest you do. I think the movie is pretty magical. It's not about grand gestures or dramatic declarations. It's all about noticing the beauty in ordinary days. A cup of tea, a rainy walk, a soft look across the room. About Time reminds us that love makes everyday life extraordinary. As I've said many times in the past, love is not the big moments. It's how someone hands you your coffee, how they wait for you in the hallway, how they remember your favorite joke, your favorite food, or your favorite color. If you're joining me live, drop me an emoji in the chat. If you've ever wished you could relive one perfect day with somebody. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty good to me. It would be nice to relive just one day over again. Now we're going to move forward here to our last dedication of the evening. This comes from Layla in Arizona. When the world feels too sharp, you're my soft place to land. Thank you for being my peace. And the song that they requested is Bloom from the Paper Kites. Yeah. Well, that was Bloom by the Paper Kites. I barely was able to hear the song. Mercury Retrograde in full swing, if I do say so myself. Love that feels like ease is really underrated. It is. We are conditioned to crave an intensity, but peace is the real intimacy. Love should be the place where your nerve system exhales. Drop me an emoji if you ever found somebody who feels like quiet safety. That's nice, isn't it? Quiet safety. Oh, just imagine. That sounds so nice, doesn't it? Especially now around the holidays. I mean, we got Thanksgiving coming up in 2 weeks. I'm like, what? Black Friday in 2 weeks from today? In case you've never been part of Black Friday with me, from Black Friday to Cyber Monday, I list specials. So there will be specials listed on the Passion Zone. There will be specials listed on Menopause Wellness. And there will be specials listed on Out-of-Body Ecstasy. Because I believe in specials every time of the year right now, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And I give really good specials. I give really good specials that people wait all year for so they can grab some things. So, speaking of grabbing something, tonight's quick fire tip is simple, but wildly effective. Next time you want to talk to your honey, send a voice note instead of a text. Why? Because your voice carries your energy, carries your warmth, your intention, your breath, your truth. A text just says the words, but a voice says your heart. Just something to think about here. And we're going to end this a few minutes early, but that's okay. If we don't last a whole hour, we don't last a whole hour. Everything is wonderful. That's the way I look at it. So tonight, we explored what it means to become the love you desire. Not by searching, not by waiting, but by aligning your energy with the softness, courage, and devotion you want to attract. And I'd like to thank you for spending this time with me. If you'd like your story, your song, or a confession featured on next week's Love Notes, you can submit it through the Passion Zone, a link in my bio, or look below in the show's notes. And I want to ask you to please join me every Friday for Love Notes, the place where love lands, grows, expands, and of course, becomes.